You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up at 9:30, we will hammer LeSheim when it comes to Sunday, and that is Scheim v. Nick Kostos coming up at 9:30 on today's show. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, everybody, and I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Two quick things. The quick thing will be, Wiggy, I think you're 100% right. With Gronk in that position for the Pats winning that Super Bowl, his blocking and catching would have gave him the separation difference, and they would have wound up probably winning it, but things happen. Mm-hmm. Now to get on to the other deal. We got Mac and the coach. Bill, he wound up putting Mac in a bad position. He knows he made a big mistake. Mm-hmm. And the same with Mac. Mac wound up being there, getting beat up and everything else and getting thrown to the wolves. But Mac and Bill, I think, will have no issue at all. They're all adults, and they're going to be bygones to be bygones. But I guarantee you, Bill's going to have them in the locker room with the coaches and talking and saying, hey, you know what? Mac's hands off. Bill O'Brien's got the show on that end now. Now they just got to put all the parts and pieces together during the draft and everything. And I think they're going to be competitive, man. I really do. And then a year or two, they might be ready to make that Super Bowl run.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bill O'Brien will change the scenery when it comes to Mac Jones. And I think that it seems like the two of them get along swimmingly.
See, I think he's going to make Mac a better player. But I'm concerned about what happens when, what's that they call him, when teapot runs mm-hmm. hot. I don't think that Mac's going to be able to handle that well. And I think there's going to be a lot of issues because Billy O'Brien is inheriting an offense that has a ton of issues on O-line, doesn't have a legit wide receiver. You know, their running game's going to be down to, what, potentially Ramondre Stevenson. Your tight end situation, like, Billy O'Brien is not getting this offense handed to him where you go, oh, okay, all we got to do is just get everybody on the same page.
When's the first time he'll be able to meet with Mac?
As soon as he officially...
So maybe after the Shrine Bowl, because I think he's there now.
Yeah, I bet he could call. They can Zoom.
I'm saying in person. When's the first sit down where he's able to say, like, okay, because I would imagine that mm-hmm. Mac wants to know he is the guy, that everything is thrown behind him right now, because he has definitely heard the noise. He's heard what Bill Belichick has not said.
But do you think Billy O'Brien's telling him that?
I think if he wants to get something good out of him.
Yeah, but Billy O'Brien, just like Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, is Bill Belichick's right-hand man. Yeah,
but why are you assuming that what Bill says publicly is what he's saying privately to Mac Jones? I mean, I don't...
So then we would have had this out of
Bill,
him.
Bill tries very hard to say nothing publicly.
Well, so then I hope he is, because Mac needs that. He needs that confidence behind him right now. And he should. He deserves. If they're going to go with him, he deserves to be told he is the guy. And Bill should be saying that publicly for all media to write up about.
But the fact is that whether it was Castle, Brady, Cam, you name it, he said they were the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Even Matt Castle's the best example recently. In 2008 in October, he was playing very poorly. Everybody was questioning, why aren't you bringing in competition? And he said, Matt Castle's our quarterback.
Yeah, but he treated Brady, a veteran Brady, at times the same way he treats Mac Jones. I mean, the comment about open heart surgery.
But you know, anytime anytime he's ever asked, he said Brady's our guy.
Like when the Trent Dilfer, they're not good anymore game. Right after that, a reporter said, oh, you're going to think about going to Jimmy G. Bill literally laughed in the reporter's face and said, Tom Brady's our quarterback.
Here's Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up?
I want to get to the Patriots, but before I do that, if you guys end up doing that road show where you go to, like, a ski mountain up in Vermont or New Hampshire,
yes.
That's when you bring Spaz back, because you can relive the whole Hillman homemade luge and everyone can pelt Baz with snowballs again.
The single, arguably the greatest radio live event in the history of radio.
Amazing. It was the best.
The homemade luge competition at Wachusett Mountain. Lawyers, Intercom lawyers made us stop doing it because people were getting hurt. But anyway, go ahead. What? Probably a good thing for the lawyers to do. Yes, what?
Yeah. With the Patriots, the thing with Bill O'Brien, why I like this, Belichick's trying to develop a culture that, or continue a culture that worked for 20 years. Now, you got guys like Patricia and Judge, and people sit here and say, Mac's not going to take this from Bill O'Brien. Well, I think he will, because, you know, if Mac had a problem and the things weren't going well on offense, you look at these two guys that aren't doing enough to prepare the team, prepare the offense, put in the plays. It's like, what are we doing here? Why is he going to not be insubordinate towards those idiots? Because they're idiots. Bill O'Brien, at least, is an offensive guy that's going to be able to work with him and plug in the plays that are going to help the offense succeed. Now, none of this works unless they start to upgrade the talent level around Mac. Mac's never going to look good unless he doesn't have seriously upgraded talent on the offensive line when it comes to the, you know, the weapons in front of him. They can't do anything without that. But I think Bill O'Brien's the right move just because of the fact that he doesn't have an excuse. Matt Patricia's an idiot. Joe Judge is an idiot. Now he's got Bill O'Brien. No excuses for Mac. He will not act the same way he did this year.
But see, here's the issue, Mike. That culture that Bill has for 20 years, that thing is long gone.
Mm-hmm.
The players are different.
Yeah.
So that culture does not exist. And if you lose Matthew Slater and you potentially lose Devin McCourty, well, it don't even matter because we're talking about the offense side of the ball. Who's creating that culture?
You know what Bill needs?
Mm-hmm.
A little Joe Mazzulla. Like, he can post-game go up to Mac and say,
I love you.
I love you.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna need more than that.
How about that? I love you.
Well, he said it twice.
Just a little. He said it twice. I love you.
Not a good way.
They need a culture coach maybe in the locker room, and I think I know the guy for the job.
Who?
Jermaine Wiggins.
No. These cats don't listen nowadays, man. If Jack Jones is telling Bill, man, go F yourself, what you think? They ain't gonna listen to me.
Yeah.
They gonna be like, who the hell are you?
Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to the show on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com every day. That's easy to do when you wake up. You can download the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and listen to us from anywhere at any time. You can go, if you missed Dante Scarnecchia on the show yesterday, you can go back right now and listen to Dante Scarnecchia on the Odyssey app. Or if you missed Mike Milbury talking Bruins yesterday and jinxing the Bruins on this show, you can go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app at any time. So download it and listen to us whenever you want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.